I want to say to all of you and for all of your critics that didn't come out here to Hawaii just to show everybody, aloha.
Governor Neil Abercrombie defended the selection of Waikiki as the location to conduct the National Conference on Public Employee Retirement Systems. In a highly charged speech, he dismissed mainland lawmakers who criticized the so-called exotic location that eventually shamed hundreds of retirement system officials to opt out of making the trip to Hawaii.
I invite any of those legislators, any of those so-called representatives of the taxpayers to come out here and get on a stage with me, and we'll see who is defending defined benefits the way it should be done, the pension system that represents the very best that this country represents.
The NCPIRS annual conference attracts about 1,000 or so attendees, 300 more than were registered for the Waikiki gathering. Executive Director and Counsel Hank Kim said cost was not a major factor in choosing Hawaii, which last hosted the conference in 2007. Kim says hotel rooms, which are the highest cost items for attendees, are priced considerably less in Waikiki.
The room nights in New York City were $360 a night, whereas here the room nights are $200 a night. So it's about 44% cheaper than the conference we held in New York City last year.
Kim also said airline tickets are competitively priced and the cost for meeting rooms, food, beverage, and other expenses are expected to be about $600,000 less this year. State Department of Budget and Finance Director Calvert Young says location critics aside, the conference is important because many states are looking to transform full lifetime public employee pensions into a hybrid system that will have limited benefits.
The big issue is a migration to some form of a defined contributions. That's one where you're going to put in some money, your employer is going to put in some money. You're not promised any benefit in the end, but if you invest it well or if it's preserved, will last you however long you want it to last. Think of it as your 401k or your personal IRA.
Hawaii has 40,000 public sector retirees and beneficiaries who were collectively paid more than $1 billion last year. But Wes Machida, the retiree systems administrator, says increasing contributions, reducing benefits, and a steady rise in investment market dividends are helping to reduce the system's $8 billion unfunded liability.
You know, the Dow hit over 15,000 for the first time this fiscal year, so things are looking brighter for now, but anything can happen within the next 2-3 years. But so far, it's looking very good for us.
Governor Abercrombie, meanwhile, says he hopes the conferees will learn what the state is doing to keep the public employee retirement system viable into the future. The governor says criticism about the Waikiki location was expected and unfortunate, but it should be a sidebar instead of the primary focus.
The main thing here is getting people together. It's serious business being done. I'm very, very happy to compare Hawaii's fiscal management with anyone else in the United States, and certainly the critics.
NCPIRS is the largest national organization representing more than 22 million public employees at the state and local government level. Wayne Yoshioka, HPR News.